determining demographic-related infection risks. Risk is evaluated using community and patient demographics, historical infection data, known current risks, reports of infections in the community, and IPC literature. Prior to designing or refining a surveillance plan, the IP should consider the infection risks associated with the facility's unique demographics, including risks related specifically to its geographic location. This may include the demographics of the facility as a whole or those of just one or two specific medical units, depending on the focus of the risk analysis. The IP should review the facility's risk assessment for organization-specific and community-level data, including the age, race, and ethnicity, and socioeconomic status of community members, as well as any chronic or infectious diseases or conditions present within the community. It must also encompass all patients, HCP, and potential visitors to the facility. The IP should review information about any changes in care needs, acuity, or turnover. For example, subsets of a population may include the number of patients who are immunocompromised, example, oncology patients, implanted with invasive devices, example, central lines, suffering from poor nutrition, living with acuity issues, recently or frequently transferred from acute care to a long-term care, LTC, setting, potential for specific infection, including information on historical outbreaks, example, C, difficile influenza, norovirus, COVID-19, or West Nile virus, and the time of year they occurred, as well as EMDROs that are consistently or frequently present at the facility, whether in current patients or new admissions. The IP should also review data on emerging infectious diseases, facility treatment/care practices, including the types of care and services provided in order to identify patient-specific risks of infection. Example, procedure or device-associated risks, EMDROs, and enteric or respiratory diseases. In addition to medical services, the IP should review laundry and EVS practices, as well as the number and types of invasive devices in use. Example, central lines, urinary catheters, and ventilators. Facility reusable instruments/medical devices, including all cleaning, disinfection, sterilization, and handling practices and processes. Environment of care, including facility management and safety processes, as well as risks related to maintaining a safe, functional, and supportive physical environment. HCP and patient behavior, including the rate of staff adherence to IPC practices. Example, HH Sharp's disposal and proper use of personal protective equipment, PP. The IP should also review processes for helping patients who are unable to comply on their own. Emergency management, including the facility's emergency response plan. Example, procedures for responding to potential bioterrorism events. Historical disruptions to supplies of medication. Example, vaccines, antibiotics, and antivirals, and materials, water, food, PPE, cleaning supplies, ventilators, etc. This also includes any plans to mitigate future disruptions. HCP and patient vaccination rates, including data on the specific vaccinations administered and any hesitancy or refusal from staff. Extra considerations might be needed when assigning tasks. Additional information, including any facility-identified risk factors as well as the overall organizational level of preparedness. Example, historical levels of hospitalization for an infectious disease or infection,